buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast.
In the post-apocalyptic thriller, The Economic Collapse Chronicles by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, America is on the cusp of financial annihilation. Matt and Karen Baer thought they were prepared for anything, but can they survive a total collapse of the economic system? If they want to live through the crisis, they'll have to think fast and move quickly. In a world where all the rules have changed and savagery is law, those who hesitate pay with their lives. The Kindle edition of The Economic Collapse Chronicles is now available as a box set. Buy your copy at Amazon.com today.
Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPRECON for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com. Hey, Preppers and Patriots. Before we get started with today's show, I've got another announcement to make. I just released The Economic Collapse Chronicles as a box set for Kindle. So if you're a Kindle user and you still haven't read my first series, this is a great opportunity to get all three books at a reduced price. The Economic Collapse Chronicles follows Matt and Karen Baer, a South Florida prepper couple who thought they were prepared for anything. But as the economy takes a violent turn for the worse, they come to realize just how vulnerable they are. When funds are no longer available for government programs, society melts down into chaos, and widespread civil unrest erupts across the country. South Florida becomes a war zone, and Matt and Karen have to bug out to the mountains of Kentucky to ride out the storm with family. I really tried to squeeze in a lot of prepper tips with this series, so it's really popular, and it's one of the things that I think a lot of people think is the most likely scenario for a post-apocalyptic disaster is the economy melting down. I mean, we're seeing all of the stories right now in Venezuela with people rioting for food, and there's no food on the shelves. People just stand in lines for hours and hours and hours waiting for food, and they never get it. So they've absolutely melted down. And when that happens, when there's no currency, there's no resources, because it takes currencies to, or some form of money to keep an economy going. So with no confidence in the currency, things get really, really bad, really, really fast. And I think it would be horrific for America, because we really produce almost nothing here. So we're very dependent on the rest of the world accepting our dollars to keep the status quo up and running. Between all three of the books, I've got over 650 or close to 650 five-star reviews on Amazon. So the folks that have read it have really, really enjoyed it. So check it out if you like a post-apocalyptic fiction. It's a clean read. There's no foul language and no toward sex scenes in there. So it's something that won't embarrass you or grieve the spirit inside of you. And as always, we're having another giveaway to celebrate the launch. One first prize winner is going to win a fully stocked Prepper Recon individual first aid kit, a pair of 550 paracord shoelaces, and a 30-count bottle of Fishmox amoxicillin. One second prize winner is going to win 550 paracord shoelaces, a pocket stove, also a 30-count bottle of Fishmox amoxicillin, and a copy of Brian Addy's prepper adventure book, The Adventure of a Lifetime. You're also going to win a first aid essentials kit, complete with an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, tourniquet, and EMT shear. So that's not the full decked out Prepper Recon individual first aid kit, but it's going to have all the essentials, and it's going to be a nice kit that you can build on, that you can put your own Band-Aids and gauze and the things that you can get from the drugstore yourself. You'll be able to stock it up with that. So here's how you win. You leave a review for The Economic Collapse Chronicles, the complete box set, on Amazon.com. Even if you've already left reviews for the three books individually, you can still leave a review for the box set and enter the contest. And then send me an email including your Amazon screen name that you used for the review. And my email is prepperrecon@gmail.com, and use Ichabod Giveaway in the subject line. The drawing is going to be held Sunday, August 21st, and the winner's Amazon screen name will be posted on prepperrecon.com to announce that they've won, and the winner will also be notified via email. We only had about 40 people participate in the last drawing for Ichabod, so If we have the same amount of participants, your odds of winning are roughly 1 in 20. So that's pretty good odds. And these are some really great prizes that could really help out your prep. So Godspeed in the drawing. One more quick thing that I wanted to mention before we get into today's show is that we just hit 1 million downloads for the podcast. So thank you very much to everybody that listens and who helped to make that happen. And we're also on track to hit 1 million YouTube views probably by before the end of the month. So thank you very much to everybody that's listening to the show via YouTube. I have comments disabled on YouTube simply because with the book and the show and everything else that I have going on, I just don't have time to moderate YouTube comments. But I still love to hear from you. So I'd like to invite everybody that listens on YouTube, if you've got a question or a comment, come on over to PrepperRecon.com and you can leave a comment there, or you can ask questions via the comment section in the show notes of each individual show. And I always respond to every single one of those. So come on over to PrepperRecon.com and you can comment all you want and ask all the questions you want, and I'll be happy to respond. So thank you guys very much. And it's something I don't talk about enough, and I don't say it often enough, but thank you very much to the folks that listen to the show on YouTube. And thank you for sharing it. And thanks to everybody that's helped us hit what will be 2 million collective downloads and YouTube views very, very soon. So thank you guys a lot. And it's been a little while since we did a show about gold and silver, so I thought we'd talk about that for a little while today. The metals prices have really, really come back over the past few months. And for those of us that have been dollar cost averaging, it's sort of a welcome event, because I know some people probably got into silver in the 30s, maybe even the 40s. So to watch it go all the way down to having a 14 handle, that's pretty low. And so now it's back up in the 20s. Friday, it really, really got crushed. We saw silver, I think about 70 cents got knocked out of the spot price on silver, which took it off of a 20 handle and brought it back down to a 19 handle. But that's to be expected, especially when you see the metals have a run up like they've had over the past few months. Gold was somewhere around 1100 and it got into the high 13. So, to see it lose 20 or 30 bucks and to see silver go from 14 to 20 and then to get, knocked back into the 19s with the 70 cents that got knocked out of it on Friday, it's not a big deal at all. And in the grand scheme of things, It's just really a blip. And I think that was largely due to the jobs numbers. We saw better than expected jobs numbers. Wall Street kind of, they had a nice pop. They were up somewhere around 180 points on the Dow, I think, Friday. And when that happens, a lot of people will sell their metals and try to chase the gains that are happening on Wall Street. So, of course, I don't think anybody that listens to this show does that. And Wall Street's now 18,500 plus, so it just keeps getting higher and higher. But we know that anything that goes up has to come down sooner or later, especially when it's built on a complete house of cards economy that we've got going right now. And these higher highs that we keep seeing on Wall Street, this is really the time when you see all of this euphoria amongst the traders. This is really the time to start getting concerned, because these are usually the things that at some point the traders step in and they start taking profits. And when you've got an economy that doesn't really sustain what's happening in the markets, that a little bit of profit taking can really trigger a downward spiral and just and really, really start taking things out. And when that happens, people usually start flocking into gold and silver. And when gold and silver are already starting to have sort of some bullish action on their charts, they can really, really start going hyperbolic and really start jumping really fast and get out of reach for a lot of people really fast. So if that's something you're considering, now might be a good time. And I never recommend that you go all in at any given time. You heard me use a term earlier, dollar cost averaging. And some of our newer listeners, they might not be familiar with what that term dollar cost averaging actually means. It simply means that rather than buying all your gold or silver coins all at once, you purchase them over time. So let's say you bought an ounce of gold at $1,500, an ounce at $1,400, and an ounce at $1,200. Your average cost for the 3 ounces would be $1,366. So that's not as good as if you'd have bought it all at $1,200, but most of us don't have a crystal ball, so we probably wouldn't have known to buy it all at $1,200. So, and it's much, much better than having bought it all at $1,500. So that's the basic concept of dollar cost averaging. Some folks who've been listening to the show may have been buying silver since it was in the 30s. And if they'd continue to buy all the way down through 14 an ounce, they'd be pretty close to breaking even on a dollar cost average basis now that it's back near the 20s. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. The dollar's lost over 90% of its purchasing power since 1971. Silver, on the other hand, has proven to be a very stable form of wealth preservation over the years. And where do you buy silver? Silver.com, of course. Silver.com offers fantastic prices on gold and silver. Check out silver.com today. Trading Post in the Woods is ran by veteran crisis responders who know how important it is to be prepared. They specialize in comprehensive natural survival remedy kits, preparedness and homesteading supplies, as well as skills training. Visit them online today at tradingpostinthewoods.com. So where are the mills going from here? I don't know. If I knew that, I'd probably be a day trader rather than running a prepper website. What I can tell you that is ever since the Federal Reserve's inception in 1913, the metals have been working their way higher and higher as the Fed continues to dilute our money supply with more and more dollars, competing for the same amount of goods and services. Gold and silver proved themselves to be a much better store of value than dollars ever since 1913. In absolute currency collapses like the many we've seen around the world, silver and gold have preserved the wealth of those who held them rather than the collapsing currencies. Hyperinflationary currency collapses are common occurrences. The Weimar Republic's collapse after World War I is one of the most famous. But more recently, we've seen Russia's currency collapse in the 90s and, of course, Argentina's collapse in 2001. Of course, we were talking about Venezuela earlier. They've had an absolute collapse as well. Now, Venezuela's government has been selling a lot of gold. So besides traders just saying, hey, I think that the metals have really jumped up 20, 30, 40% since I got in, so I'm going to take some profits. Additionally, what could be happening is Venezuela could be dumping so much gold on the market that that could be pushing the prices lower as well. Now, new preppers are often tempted to start buying gold and silver. Don't. You can't eat silver and you can't eat gold and you sure can't defend yourself with it. So make sure you have the basics for survival first. After all, everything else is taken care of, then you can start thinking about gold and silver for long-term wealth preservation. But that's not something that you do when you're first starting to think about prepping. And it's one of the things that, you know, people get, they're concerned about an economic collapse. They want to protect their money and that's understandable. And it's a good thing to do, but in currency collapses, like I said, the gold and the silver, if you're a person in Venezuela right now and there's no food on the shelves, that's not doing you any good at all because there's nothing to buy, regardless of how much wealth you've got. Maybe you can use it to get out of the country, but aside from that, it's not really going to help you much. Now, for the folks that are ready to start dipping their toe in and they do want to start thinking about metals, they might be thinking about where they're going to buy it and what they're going to buy. So I recommend sticking with smaller denominations. For silver, I prefer 1 ounce coins or bars and junk silver. Junk silver is 90% silver coins minted before 1965. I don't really know why it's called junk. To me, the stuff minted after 1964, that's the junk. In any case, the junk silver is getting harder and harder to find, and you may end up paying a higher premium for it than your regular silver coins and silver bullion bars. So you got to look at the cost and figure out what you're paying for it per ounce if you're buying junk coins, because a lot of times you're paying inflated prices on that. So at that point, you're better off to just buy the 1 ounce coins and bars. Now, the premium, if you're new to the silver and gold bullion market, you'll hear the word premium. Now, the premium, that's the price you pay over spot value of the metal. And the spot value, that's simply the price quoted for a given metal at a given time on an exchange. So let's say today's spot price is $20. You won't be able to find silver for $20 from any dealer. So the price you pay above $20, that's your premium. Certain coins are going to have a higher premium than others. The most popular silver coin is probably the American Silver Eagle. And you'll typically pay $3 to $5 over spot for an American Eagle, depending on who you buy it from, how many you buy, and whether you pay by check or credit card. Now, the second most recognizable silver coin is the 1 ounce Canadian maple leaf. It's typically going to run about a dollar cheaper than the Eagle, which allows you to purchase more silver for less money while still holding a very easily recognized coin. After that, other countries have various designs on silver coins. Then you have private minted rounds and bars. These are typically the cheapest way to buy silver, but you don't want to be penny wise and pound foolish. If you buy bars minted by a private mint, make sure it's a popular mint like Sunshine Mint or Silvertown. Otherwise, you risk people not accepting your bars should you ever need them for a barter situation. And everything I said about silver applies to gold as well. For gold, if you purchase fractional gold coins, you're going to pay an increasingly higher premium for smaller denominations of gold. For instance, if you purchase a half ounce gold American Eagle, you'll pay more per ounce than if you buy a 1 ounce gold American Eagle. And if you buy a quarter ounce Eagle, you'll pay more per ounce than if you'd bought a half ounce coin. So this presents something of a conundrum, since people often don't have enough capital to commit to the entire ounce, or they'd like to have the smaller denominations for divisibility for trade and barter. So if you're savvy, there's a way around this problem. You can often buy old European coins minted in the late 1800s or early 1900s at a cheaper premium than even buying a 1 ounce gold Eagle or maple leaf. These old coins are typically 90% gold as opposed to the 92% gold Eagle or 100% gold maple. And then also the U.S. Minted Buffaloes. Those are also 100%, which is 24 carats. The Eagle, they put, I think it's 5% silver, and I think it's 2 or 3 and 3% copper that they put in there, and that makes it a little bit harder so it doesn't scratch and dent as easily. If you drop a buffalo or a gold eagle, if you drop that on the floor on a hard surface, it's probably going to have a dent in it when you pick it up to look at it, and the eagle's going to hold its shape a little bit better, but it still has the same amount of gold in it regardless of what the percentage is. So when you see a 1 ounce gold Eagle that's 92% gold, it weighs a little bit more than the 1 ounce gold Buffalo because of the silver and the copper alloy metals that are added to the 1 ounce of gold. So it's not worth less because it's 92% gold. It still has that same value. So the old European gold coins are roughly a fifth of an ounce of gold, so it offers you an affordable way to own fractional gold. And on top of them being a bargain, they're old, so they offer a minor collectible value as well. So where do you buy gold and silver? I've bought from several different places, and I'm down to only three now. Yes, two of them are Prepper Recon sponsors, but that's honestly because I believe they're good companies. I wouldn't let them advertise if I thought they were swindlers. And I've had some less than favorable experiences with some gold dealers, and I would never let those people advertise on the show because of those experiences. Now, all three of the places I'm going to mention, they all have different specials and different sales at different times. So typically, if I'm in the market and I'm looking to buy something, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to those three places and I'm going to price each thing individually. But there's sort of a rule of thumb that I have for each one. Like if I'm buying junk silver or if I'm buying those old European coins, I'm usually going to go to APMEX because now they're not a show sponsor. Nor do I have any relationship with them right now, but if you decide you want to purchase some old European coins, start watching the prices on the 20 franc French Napoleons, the 20 franc Swiss Helveticas, and you can often catch those on sale for like $10 to $12 over spot. Sometimes you can catch the 100 Corona Australian coin from the 1800s for as little as $12 over spot. So that's almost an entire ounce of gold for $12 over spot. And as I mentioned, since it's from the 1800s, it's going to have some potential collectible value down the road. Now, if I'm buying silver eagles or silver maple leaves, I'm going to buy them from either JM Bullion or silver.com. JM Bullion offers, they've got free shipping, and silver.com typically is going to have the lowest price. So it's going to depend on how many I'm buying at the time and the sales and everything else to whether the price is going to be lower to make up for the free shipping that I would get from JM Bullion, or if it's better to pay the shipping and get them through silver.com. So that's what I'll do, is I'll probably just build a basket in both ones and in both of those sites and look at which basket is cheaper once I add in the shipping costs. So I've bought from all three of these companies multiple times, and I've never had an issue with any of them. So if you're thinking of buying some metal, I'd recommend decide what you want to buy, fill your shopping cart at all three companies, factor in the shipping, and see who's the cheapest, because you're not going to go wrong with either any of these three guys. I've bought from Lear before, and I had a good experience buying from Lear, but then I had my sister sold to Lear, and they pulled a bait and switch on her. So, and it was a real shady deal what they did. So I just don't deal with them at all anymore. And besides that, I think Lear now has, I think they've got minimums that you have to buy thousands of dollars worth to even for them to even sell to you now. So, and that's never the case with JM Bullion or silver.com or Atmex. I think for JM Bullion, if you're going to get the free shipping from them, I think there's $100 minimum to get the free shipping, but you know, you could buy $50 worth, you just end up paying the shipping. And I think Atmex also, they'll give you free shipping as long as you're buying more than $100 worth. So no minimums from any of those three companies. And anytime you get a company that's forcing you to buy more than you want, then that's typically something shady. And I've had some other companies that I've bought from, and then the product I got wasn't new, and they were tarnished or scratched. And then I've had companies where I waited for 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. So that's also not good. I always pay by check. So there's always the time that I have to wait for the check to be mailed there. They'll get it maybe 3 to 5 days later, deposited. It takes about 10 days to clear. And then from there, they usually ship within the next week. So you're usually looking about 3 weeks if you're going to pay by check to get it from Atmex, JM Bullion, or silver.com. It's pretty close to 2 to 3 weeks for all three of those companies. And that's pretty standard if you're paying by check. If you want to pay the extra 3 to 5% to pay by credit card, they'll probably ship it faster. But, you know, they're having to pay that fee for the credit card company. So they're not going to eat that. They're going to pass that along to you. So if you've been thinking about buying some metals and you think this is the time, you're ready to start dipping your toes in the water, then I hope this helps. And always remember to space your purchases out over time to account for market volatility. And God bless and happy prepping.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.